OTAs. You want to go ahead, Larry?
I was just going to say, you're going to be a little hot. It's a little muggy.
I always wear long sleeves because I'm out in the sun a lot, so I like to keep the sun off my arms as possible.
Yeah, well, like Christian was going to say, OTAs. I mean, it's cranking up, getting back on football, and it's all football at this time of the year, this year, right?
Yeah, look, it's it'll be good to see the guys out there doing football activities on the field. We've been in this off-season program now for 5 weeks, I think, and we've had our rookie camp, so we've had some of it, but it'll be good to see the full squad out there and get going on 2013. Wow.
But you've had almost, I think, 100% attendance. Just what's that been, what's that mean for you guys?
Well, look, I think that means that look, we've got a focused group and guys that feel like last year wasn't indicative of the type of team we have, and I think it speaks well for the new players that we have, not only the rookies but some of the guys that we've brought in this off season. So I know we're all looking forward to it.
You guys got all your draft picks signed. I'm kind of jokingly, but that's almost rare, you know, before camp.
Well, it's unheard of. Actually, before camp's not unheard of, but obviously this early, and look, that's a credit to Kai Harley on our staff and the players and the agents for the guys that we drafted. And look, there's no reason for it to be an item that lingers very long. But look, we're glad to have that behind us, and we can just focus on our team and getting better and getting ready to play this season.
Is that slotted system, you know, the way does that help it?
Oh yeah,
progress
that,
it.
Look, that's the the rookie pool. The way that rookie contracts are handled now is a reason for the speed of these signings, so that's good.
Well, you guys had that last year too.
We did.
What was the difference this year?
Well, that was my decision more than anything else. I felt like we wanted to wait until later for a variety of reasons. I don't really want to lay them out here, but I wanted to see how it went signing them early this year, see if that made a difference. Look, there's no awards for signing guys early.
You get them in camp earlier, though.
No, but look, we had all our guys in camp last year too. So, I don't think signing them early makes a difference in terms of getting them in camp. We'll get them in camp under this system. But whether or not there's an advantage to signing them in May as opposed to July, I don't know that there is. I don't think there is, actually.
Logistically. Third defensive coordinator in 3 years. The challenge of that for the players, for the staff, going into on-field activities.
Yeah, well, I think that is a challenge for our players. Look, they've got to learn something new. You know, each year now for the second year in a row, but that also gives them an opportunity to be focused. It gives everyone a level playing field in terms of winning a starting position, so I think that can be good in terms of competition, but obviously you'd prefer to have the same system in place and have a base that you're starting from.
Is there a position group with these OTAs you're looking forward to seeing out there?
No, nothing in particular. Look, I wouldn't say that there's a position group there's just, you're limited in what you can do physically, and so it's hard to, we certainly shouldn't be making a lot of evaluations right now. We're just, our coaches are teaching and we're preparing physically in terms of strength and conditioning, and it's a lot less about evaluation right now as preparation.
Are you curious to see, considering new defense, left tackle, wide receiver, it's almost more position battles than you've probably seen in quite a few years this offseason, right?
Well, you know, I don't know that I would say that, because I think every year there are position battles, and there's guys that come in and win starting jobs, and guys that, not just rookies, but players that are second, third year that are more prepared and ready to be significant contributors. We've got some players that we drafted last year, Nick Toon and Marcel Jones, Andrew Tiller, you know, guys that have got a year under their belt and are ready to compete. We've got, you know, Mark Ingram, who wants to make a bigger contribution. So we've got a lot of players that Joe Morgan's another guy that has had some success in the past and, you know, is ready to put another step forward. And so I think every year there's competition, and there are guys that surprise, you know, everyone, surprise themselves maybe a little bit, and then so I think it's just more of the same.
A player like Will Smith. I mean, where do you envision him? I mean, he's, you know, 3-4 defense. You're used to seeing him on that end spot, and where does he fit in?
Yeah, you know, look, he's going to start out at outside linebacker, and look, Will's a really good football player, and. You know, we'll find a place for Will to be playing, but I think, you know, ideally it'd be outside linebacker. I think that's where we see him, and that's where he'll start out in this camp. And look, I expect the same things that we've gotten out of Will in the past, which is really a high level of play.
Mickey, you said earlier it's not really about evaluation right now, but rookie camp, 5 practices. Were those guys, those picks, what you thought they were going to be? Can you get an early look?
Yeah, I think this, what you find out is hey, are they serious about it? Are they workers? Can they learn? Are they as athletic as we viewed them? And I think in every case it was yes, yes, yes. Maybe even a little more so for a couple guys. But the one thing about the rookie camp I felt like was that this is the best group of free agents and tryout guys we've had since in the last 6 or 7 years, so that was very pleasing. And I think part of that is that you have a better quality rookie camp. The quarterbacks as a group are the best group we've had in this rookie camp, and when the quarterbacks are of higher quality, obviously the play on the field reflects that, and I thought that did that.
Thanks, man.
I'm good.
Thanks. Thank you.